Case number 9980, Shirley A. Hollingsworth, southeast of Road 641, 30 feet east of U.S. Route 113. A variance from the minimum lot width requirements for a parcel.
Name and address.
Robert Hollingsworth, 719 South Street on Highway in Milford, Delaware.
And do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Excuse me. Can you explain to the board your request for these two variances?
Yes. My son and I went in, and he has been restoring this property, and we had a variance before we're in. We didn't realize that we had to continue on and have it documented, so we didn't do that. Mm-hmm. We didn't. As they brought city, I guess it's really county sewer by, we had that done to both properties. There was a burnout house and a house in ill repair, and we've repaired the one, and we're now at a point of selling it and moving on with the property, and we found that we had to come before you again to have this reapproved. I didn't know what to tell you. It was just a lack of knowledge on our part. It was plainly disclosed on the letter that came to us, but we had turned it over to a surveyor to do, and we just didn't follow it up after that.
Okay. Since your previous case was approved, has anything changed other than you remodeled this one house that was burnt out?
We have the burnout house. We have
redone.
No. Burnout house. We have put in a dumpster.
Put it in the dumpster.
Yeah. It was to the point that it was not safe to leave on the property. Okay. The roof was caving in. The sidewalls were bad, and so we just made a decision to put it into a dumpster and remove the eyesore and the danger on the property for people around us. The other house, the two-story frame house, has been totally redone and fixed up.
Okay. So the two variances are the same then you're requesting?
Exactly the same.
73.5, 57.43.
Right. Exactly the same.
So. And again, you say the only reason why you did this, you turned it over to a surveyor and you thought he'd follow it.
And I'll tell you the truth, I didn't even read it. I just turned it over and said, we got to have it surveyed and plotted out. And it just never came up as a thought again to do anything else with it. Then when the sale came up for the property, we called the surveyor and he said, yes, I'll run it down and take care of it. And of course, when he got down,
it expired on you.
It expired. And so we're here in front of you.
Oh, Richard.
So it had not been properly subdivided, is what you're saying?
No, it had not been recorded. It had been approved by you people, but had not been recorded.
Okay.
Right, correct.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions from the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Chair will.
One further question. How long ago was it when you had it approved before?
About 4 years ago.
We have that on record.
Not in here.
2003.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9980 as it has been approved in the past and there's been no change, just a neglect on your part, so I move to approve it.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9980. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Case